Well, hello, everybody. This is Pastor Bert Cloud with your Sunday forecast. I hope you're doing great. It's that time of year. I know. And we all have to kind of like work our way through this. It's ant season, right? I woke up this morning and there they were in the cat dish. That's something we're working through. Hey, if you've got a great way of dealing with ants, let me know. I would appreciate that a lot. We've found some things we've used over the years with mixed success. So if you have that special spray, or if you use a hammer, just let me know, because I would love to kind of have a good way to approach this. Oh, and also it's, it's almost Easter. Now, we are in the process of getting ready for that great celebration on Easter Sunday. And also, though, we have to remember and kind of spiritually prepare ourselves for the fullness of what Easter is. It's not just, the great party, but there's also a reason for that party. There's a very big reason for that party. And so this Sunday, we will begin what we know as Holy Week. It is Palm Sunday this Sunday. I've seen the palms. We have them in, ready to go. So we'll have palms actually in the worship space on Sunday. And we will be celebrating with music. Our Easter cantata, let's see, I got it right here. The Easter cantata called No Greater Love, Remembering the Death and Resurrection of Jesus by Lloyd Larson and Ed Hogan, is going to be offered by our Aldersgate Choir. I love those guys, and you know that they're working hard to make sure that this is a beautiful thing. So thank you, Willis and the Aldersgate folks, and there will be instrumentation there as well. So thank you all so much, and that will really, really kind of help pave the way. So let me read to you the scripture that we will use as a focus for our time on Sunday, and then I want to talk to you about Holy Week. So here it is from Luke 19, 29 through 40. As Jesus came to Bethphage at Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he gave two disciples a task. He said, "Go into the village over there, and when you enter, you will find tied up there a colt that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying it?' just say, 'The master needs it.' Those who had been sent found it exactly as he had said. As they were untying the colt, the owners said to them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The master needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their clothes on the colt, and lifted Jesus onto it. As Jesus rode along, they spread their clothes on the road. As Jesus approached the road leading down from the Mount of Olives, the whole throng of his disciples began rejoicing. They praised God with a loud voice because of all the mighty things that they had seen, and they said, 'Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens.' Some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, scold your disciples. Tell them to stop.' And he answered them, 'I tell you, if they were silent, the stones would shout.'" The stones would shout. This is God's word for us. I'm really looking forward to marking that moment together with you on Sunday. Then, Sunday begins what we know as Holy Week. We will be preparing ourselves as we have been, but, in a particular way, we'll be getting ready for what is remembered as part of the story. On Thursday night, we will have a special service at 7 p.m. It's called Maundy Thursday, or service. Maundy means service. Service Thursday. It'll be a service. And we will remember the way in which Jesus celebrated the Last Supper and what that meant and what that means again. And we'll have communion as part of that, and it will be a really good time. And then on Friday, we will have a dramatic retelling on Good Friday at a service at 7 p.m. as we remember the suffering and the death, of our Lord Jesus. That will be a really important service. I hope that you will be able to make it to both of those. They're both at 7 p.m. Now, also on Friday, Good Friday is what we call it. On Good Friday, we will have a special exhibition, an interactive experience called the Stations of the Cross. The Stations of the Cross has been very traditionally used across centuries as a way to kind of remember all that happens as part of this trouble, the hardness of Good Friday. But it's also a great way to encounter that in ways that are spiritually formative. And so we have an interactive display of stations that I hope that you'll go through. If you've been with us for a few years, you've probably done this. Of course, we'll tweak it as we go through, but it is a really a beautiful and important thing to do. So it'll be open from noon through the evening. It will be open after the worship service at 7, so people can come for the worship service on Good Friday. You can stick around and work your way through that as well. New this year is I will be offering kind of a walkthrough with you. It's not behind the scenes or anything like that, but as your pastor, if you would like to kind of walk with me through those stations and kind of encounter them and sort of talk about it, I'd love to do that. So that will be on Friday at noon, and we'll meet at the first station, and I'll walk with you throughout this. So we'll take whoever comes, the crowd that gathers, and we will work our way through these stations. So I hope that you'll join with me on that. And also, we will be using the sanctuary for part of the stations, which means that part of the stations will be unavailable as we will close our sanctuary from 6 to 6:50. And that's so we can set the sanctuary for the worship service at 7 p.m. So if you come, we'll not have available the sanctuary portions up until after the service. So just something to consider in the midst of all that. And then, let's see, something happens following Sunday. Oh, yeah. So, listen, I hope that you will walk through this weekend well, and join all Christians everywhere, lots of Christians making sense of this incredible gift, this wonderful love that Jesus has given to us. Listen, God bless you. Check out our website, sterlingumc.org, for more details. If you do sterlingumc.org/Easter, you'll find everything you need to know and also to share with others. Take care of yourself. Invite somebody to church. God bless you. See you soon.
This Lent, we've been on a journey through stories that challenge us to see beyond simple answers and easy divisions. We've been exploring what it means to live in the tension of faith, doubt, and everything in between. We've seen how Jesus crossed boundaries and challenged norms, offering a message that transcends divisions and expectations. His love meets us in the gray areas, in the messy and uncertain places of life. Now, as Lent draws to a close, we invite you to continue the journey through Holy Week at Sterling United Methodist Church. On Palm Sunday, we'll celebrate the triumphant entry into Jerusalem, the beginning of the journey that leads to the cross. Then, on Maundy Thursday, we'll gather around the table, remembering the Last Supper and Jesus' command to love one another. On Good Friday, we will reflect on the ultimate sacrifice and the depth of God's love. And then on Easter Sunday, we'll rejoice in the risen Christ and celebrate the promise of new life. This Holy Week, come and experience God's presence through heartbreak, hope, and everything in between. We can't wait to see you there.